We're learning Perek Arba Mises, right, which deal with the Arba Mises Bezdin. And I just thought, it's Kedai to mention something. We'll do a part two to this, Be'ezer Hashem as well. And it's related very much to Arba Mises Bezdin, but also to Raid that we spoke about last Matzah Shabbos. I don't know where we're holding now in terms of what Daf it really is, but I know as it relates to the live Chabur, it's Matzah Shabbos now, and we spoke about this last Matzah Shabbos. So just to go back to that inyan, and that was the concept of someone who dies al kiddush Hashem. And we mentioned the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Yud, Makom Sharuge Malchus Oyndem In Koberi Yecholo Lame Bim Chitzasan. Right, Rav Yosef, when he had this out of body experience, so he said that he saw the Haruge Lud. These were Yidden that were killed by the Malchus al kiddush Hashem. They're in a special place in Gan Eden. It's not Shayech what kind of Oyvam Haba that they have. And we mentioned the Lashon HaRambam, where the Rambam says, "V'ishe yizakeyu akel, lalois b'mayla el yoyna kezois." A person that has the schus to reach this incredible mayla, to give up his life al kiddush Hashem, k'loimar, sh'nereg al kiddush Hashem, afilu hoyu avinoisov k'ma yirovim enavot b'chaver. Even if his averus were literally like yirovim enavot, who may oylem haba, he becomes a ben oylem haba, v'afilu loy hoyu tamud chach. Even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, it doesn't matter. A person who dies al Kiddush Hashem, the isha yizakeyu akel lalois b'maylo al yoyna kazois, afilu hoyu avinoisov kima yirovim benavot b'chaveirov, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, Yirovim benavot was a Talmud Chacham, but even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, still he's going to be a ben oylem haba. Now we talked a little bit about, does this mean only if somebody died al Kiddush Hashem, where he was forced to make a decision? You want to give up your life? Or are you going to bow down to the cross or whatever it might have been, b'meshach hadoros? Or maybe any time a person's killed because of the fact that he's a yid, that in and of itself means that he just died al kiddush Hashem. And what emerged was, is there's no question in the world that a yid who's killed al yidei and akum, and certainly if he's killed because he's a yid, he reaches a very, very high madrega, and it's really a mefurish gemara. It's not even negotiable. It's a gemara in Sanhedrin daf mem zayin amud aleph, with David HaMelech saying the shira mizma la'asa v'lekim bo goyim v'nachosecha timo zeichol kachecha noslu es nivlas avodecha, and it's referring to the people that were chreshoyim and they were chaitim and Kaifrim, etc., etc. But because they were killed at the time of the Churban, so they were referred to as Avodecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we said Nafkiminas Lalacha, the Chuvas Chassam Soifer, the Ramah, that even though a mummer, it don't matter, I'm a Shumet, a mummer who's killed in this Oifer, it doesn't matter. If he is killed because he's a Yid, he's considered to be Nereg Al Kiddush Hashem, and he has all the Dini Avelos. So again, this was all the raid that we spoke about last Matzah Shabbos. But I just want to go in a slightly different direction. That is, there's a tshuva from the Rashba. And this is in Shaila's tshuva's Rashba, Chelike Simin Nunhe. So the question was as follows. Oy, sho'alto levar lucha inyin parashas Kriyashma. So the Rashba was asking, can you please explain to me the parashah of Kriyashma? That was the question. Please explain to me the parashah of Kriyashma. So he starts with as follows. Kfar Amarti, I've already said, she'ein lanu esek bin astaris, right? So apparently the Chassam Sofer did not coin this phrase, right? This is already the Rashba who writes this. Kfar Amarti, she'ein lanu esek bin astaris. Ube'emes, yesh l'chol baldei olodas. Every person that has seichel should realize ki hi parsha miyuchedes lanu. It's a very unique parsha, the parsha Kriyashma. Koileles hayichud v'ha'amuno. It's called the concept of yichud, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, and our entire faith is really in this parsha. Shehi be'emes roimezes soidois fe'ikrim gedoilim shehim yisoidois kol abinyin asher beis Yisrael nochein aleh. So really the whole amuna and everything of Yiddishkeit is based on the psukim in Kriyashma. And he says, "Va'omnam yeshli rishus lehisboinim bepshatei hadvarim shahateru kula remezes vaymeres." So he says, even though ain lanu esek bin astaris, but this is so fundamental and it's so important and so critical that I think we have rishus to be mispointed a little bit. So he says, "Va'ani oimer va'agid l'chol gam baze enyonim olu belibi mipshato inyan shenitzchat." And with that introduction, I'm going to tell you a little bit what I came up with, says the Rashba, and it's Negeil Amaisa, because this is really what a Yid should be Mechavim when he's saying Kriyashma. So I'm going to skip now all the way to the last paragraph of the Tshuva. Says the Rashba as follows. V'akla, shetzrichen anu likfaya b'nafshenu. A Yid has to make kavua in his nefesh. Haskama muchletes b'chaleisha nikra Kriyashma. Every time a Yid says Kriyashma, he should try to have this kavana. Sha'anu maskimim, that we are ready, limsar, to give over kol tavaseinu, all our taiva, v'cheshke levavenu, and everything that our heart desires, v'chol nafshenu, and our entire body, mino evarim, from our physical evarim, v'anetilas nefesh, until our soul, v'hamomoin, and all our money, al yichud kedusha shmoi v'kabalas malchusa, for this inyan of Hashem Echad, and for the idea of Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim, says the Rashba Vaiter, v'shenira b'tzir alev, when a person says Kriya Shema, he should try to visualize in his heart, ki'ilu bonu lidekach, as if he was put in a situation where he was faced with this nesoyin of giving up his taiva and his desires and his body and his soul and his money. V'kimenu, and he was mekayim it. V'hu oimroi, and this is what David HaMelech meant when he said, ki olecha hayragnu kol hayom, v'chi efshali harig b'chol yom, says the Rashba, quoting the Sefri, is it possible for a person to die every, you can only die once, right? We just said that in the Gemara. You can't die more than once, right? V'chi efshali harig b'chol yom, elo, she b'chol yom shanu kairim b'kriyishma, u'v'chol nafshecha, every single time we're saying kriyishma, we come to v'chol nafshecha, u'maskimin al kach, and we think about it, and we appreciate what it means, hareyu ki ilu hayragnu ba'oyser sha'ol of Yisbarach. It's as if at that moment we actually died for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kol amaskim al zeh. Because any person that's maskim to do it, ki ilu asoy, it's as if he actually did it. So the Rashba, you know, tshuva, it's not a terribly long tshuva, but in a little bit of a long tshuva, he goes through the different kavanas that a yid is supposed to have. But says the Rashba, I'm going to tell you one grace of klal, that a yid, when he says kriyishma, and he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad, where he's being mekabel oil malchus shamayim, and he's being mekabel yichud, Yisparach Shemoy, if he could be mechaven, that I accept and I believe 100% that if I was ever faced with a challenge, I would give everything up. Hakoy l'rabbis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the right kavana that a person's supposed to have. And then he fears ois. And if you do that, it's as if you did it. Ki kol amaskim al zeh, ki ilu asoy. And that's what the pasuk means when it says, ki olecha hiragbu kol ayoyim te'ilim kapitol mandalit. How could you die every day? The Teretz says, because every day, pamayim be'ahava, you have an ability to die al kiddush Hashem. It's an unbelievable thing. Now this Rashba, which is bekitzer, is something that's really expounded upon very much at length in the Sefer Yesod Shoresh V'Avodah in Shar Aleph, and this is in Perek Yud Aleph. So the Mechaber of the Yesod Shoresh V'Avodah, of course, was Rabbi Alexander Ziskind of Horodna. He was a great Lithuanian Mekubal Kiyadua, and he was from the Bali Musar, but very, very intense, right? It's not for the faint of heart. But in Shara Rishon, in Perek Yud Aleph, he lays out what he says is a very, very important yisoid that everyone has to know. And I think it's kedai to just go through the Shar, just a few pages, and just go through it verbatim, the way the yisoid Shoresh V'Avodah says. And that is as follows. Hine, ro'isi bein tzim ha'shar hazeh. I'm finishing now the first Shar of my Sefer. And I feel like the appropriate thing to do is to, at the end of this shar, write a psichas hashorim abba machra bez sasha. I want to give like a little bit of an introduction for everything that's going to follow in my entire sefer. Shahar shar hazeh yes sogur b'siyam avoyda achas pratis roma v'neskava ma'oid. I'm going to end this shar with one prat that's roma v'neskava ma'oid asher b'avoyda hazois, through which this avoid of this prat, because with this one prat, understanding this, you don't even realize the types of tikkunim you can make in doilomis. And he says, the reason I'm doing this now is because it's going to really be negay a lot of what I'm about to say. And instead of having to go through it every single time, so like this, I'm telling it to you now, just take this with you and let it escort you through the balance of the sefer. And that is as follows. He says that if a person wants to engage in avoda, and a person wants to engage in avoda on the highest level, where he's going to give the greatest nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he needs to do is, he has to become somewhat accustomed to the avoda of mesiras nefesh. And he says, afim moiser atzmo lemisa rak b'koyach v'loy b'payel. Even if he's not faced, Baruch Hashem, with having to do this b'payel, but b'koyach, there's a concept of being moiser nefesh, and that's this Indian that I'm going to talk about. He says as follows, v'goydo mailo sa avoda zu, the greatness of this mailo, mevur b'zoyer HaKadosh, u b'tikune b'mekoy mesarbe. It's mevur in the Zoyer and a Tikkuni Zoyer in many places. Ubekisvei Arizal, maybe Gamkein Goydel Malasa. The Ari and his Ksavim talked about this. The hits of Tziyunim, and in fact, he even made asterisks. Bekama Mekoymes Betfilo, different places in davening. Letzayer Beliber Mesiris Nefesh. We're a person while he's davening should think about the Indian of Mesiris Nefesh. Kashayobi Zachrona Letoyve Befnim Atfilo Kolechet Amakom Yovish Shalom. He said, you're going to see in my Sefer, I'm going to talk all about this. Says, he says, "Befrat, I'm going to talk about it as it relates to Kriya Shema. This avoid is supposed to come from a person's love that he has for Hashem, where it's where he has it in this burning desire to give himself up, even if it meant misa. And this is something that he's going to be willing to do. Now, he said, a person who's holding can come to this at different parts of davening. He said, some people can come to this. I mean, you see the way tzaddikim used to daven. He said, some people come to this, what he refers to as be'ezel mekoyman shel shvachim. Right? Not ezel mekoyman shel shvachim. Ezel mekoyman shel shvachim. Where a person is talking about the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he loses it. He goes, mamish meshuga. He can, at this second, he feels so close to Hashem. I'm ready to do anything. I'm going to give everything up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, some people come to this when they're talking about the covet of HaKadosh. He says, when you talk about the covet of Hashem and you realize the fact that right now Hashem's in Golos and the Tzara Shechina, that can bring a person to that. But the point is that if a person comes to a feeling that he's willing to be Moisa Nefesh V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'Yedei Mesiris Nefesh Zula Misa, Af Rak B'Koyach B'Machshavtoi Levad, B'Simcha Tzuma Ma'oid, you do a pesimcha, the kavanosoi, lubazel, a kaddish maya, God of Baholoi Lomis, and his kavana is to be Makadashem Shamayim, Oz Nisroime, Venis Allah, Venis Kaddish maya, God of Shayotrain, Ubayrenu, Sparak Visalo, Baholoi Lomois, Mayoin of Tachtoin, Ubazemachnia, Umashful Sitra Akroma, Oid Moid Adla offer, Baholoi Lomis, Oyoin, Makdosh, Miskadam, Misroim, Bezem, Oid Moid, Vaisabezan Achasruach, God of Lane, Erech, Vetachlus, Abiris, Barak Visalo, Zel Ikra by the Sainu, Bahola Mitzvahs. So again, this is above our pay grade, but the Yisrael B'Shoresh Avodah makes such a big inyan about this. This is the Iker Avodah Seinu B'Chol HaMitzvahs. Is that when a person does a mitzvah, but befrat by tefillah, and befrat when it comes to Kriya Shema, to try to get to a place where a person really feels, he says, he loves Hashem so much, I'm willing to give up everything. And if I ever found myself in a situation where I had to decide between my faith and my life, I would give up my life. Says the Sayyid Sharish Favaita. Ubivadai, Hamasiris Nefesh Allah Adam, Avshi Rak Bekoyach, Tsarach Shia Beliba Shlim. But you have to do it with a full heart. You have to work on it. Veloy Beliba Rechika. It can't be with a heart. It can't just be words ba'alma. Ki Aboyri Yisparach Vyisala Boychein Liboysu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he looks at who a person is, he doesn't even look at his actions. He, as much as he looks at where his heart is. Ki Zedavar Poshut. Sheyachsheva Adam Bemachshafta Shemoyserats Melamisa Akdushas Hashmoy Agodol. Ach Mesira Kazu Enamoy Klum. Rak Tsarach Shay Yigmar Beliba, right? To have the fleeting thought is easy, but it has to be with an avoda. Tzarich sheyigmar beliba behechlet gamor shebevada yamli b'nesayin v'yaver olav kol misois meshunois v'lo yaver al dasamuna haktoisha. Says weiter, v'yitzayir gamki b'machshavtoi. A person should try to be mitzayir in his machshavo. Sha'oisin loy beregazu kamen mine misas meshunos. If a person is really holding, he should even mamish try to close his eyes and see that they're giving him misa meshuno. V'yitzayir gamki b'machshavtoi hatzar v'yisur meshalam misas. V'oimid b'nesayin. He should try to visualize this, right? If a person's holding, even if he's not being forced to do it, but at the same time, it's going to be a mesiris nefesh gemura, even though it's only bekayach. And then he says, "Achze poshet etzli." He says, "I want to tell you, it's poshet by me." Shekol bar Yisrael. Listen to this line. Afilu kal shebekalim yimser atzmi lemisa bepoil. Says poshet to me. Says I don't believe there's a yid, even a kal shebekalim, that if chalila v'chalila, the world ever came to a place where he had to make this decision, that he wouldn't give his life up. Yidden throughout the day, he said, "Kilochei nekram anachnu am kodesh bechla." That's why we're called an Am Kaddosh. We're befrat, Mishen Noga, Av Ktsas Yiris Lekimbel Vavoy. He said, Bevada Yachshe B'machshavtoy. Any person that has a little bit of Yiris Shemayim is able to make the simple calculation. He's not going to give everything up. And he said, if that's the case, really you're holding. He says, every Yid Be'etzim is holding. Right? Be'etzim is holding. You're Be'etzim holding. Because the Maisa you would do it, push comes to shove. But if you can somehow work up that machshava, befrat, b'shas kriyishma, he says that would be literally nechshav keilu, the person mamish did it, and you'd get schar as if you gave, it's a bechin of ke'olecha iragnu kolayet. And then he gets into even greater detail. He says as follows, v'nachzul nyonenu, I'm skipping a little bit. Shetzorich ha'odom letzayir dafke b'machshavtoi ha'kabolo shel mesiris nefesh. V'zehu atzir. He says, I'm going to tell you the tzir. You know what the tzir is? A person should be mitzayir dalud misas bezin. So this is a little bit morbid, I apologize, but this is what it is. A person should be mitzayir the dalud misas bezin. B'misas skilo, when it comes to skilo, yitzayir ha'odom b'machshavtoi shu oimed al migdol gevoye ma'oid. Mamish the sugyas. U kinegdoi, oimdim kama vikama me umay sacherim, u biyodam pesel, va oimrim loi, hishtacha vela pesel ze, the imlavan u zorkin oischa meyala migdol ala oretz, for who may shiv lohem any roitz al hishtacha vela pesel u masecha masi yede yodam, ki alekeinu alekei kala oretz yikore, hu alekei yisrael, hu alekei mashamay mimam al oretz mitochas einoit, vloi echre vishtacha vela, vietzayr teka bimachshavtoi, she dochfu oisa meyala migdol oretz. They threw him down. V'yitzar kam kimi machshavtei hayisurim koshim umarim shesova b'misa meshunazu. Zehu atzir shal misa skilo. V'yochal etzayir kam kain b'tziyuroi misa acheres. Dainu shazorku olav avonim g'dolos mait. Because that's the other way skilo can happen, where they throw an oven on you, right? A yor, a yor. V'atzir shal misa sreifo. Then he goes through sreifo. Yitzar kam kimi machshavtei kiniskalil. Sheroitzin lo koyfe l'shtach v'yis lo pesel. V'gam lefnei machto kitana. They have a burning pan in bedil vayferes, right, with tin and lead in it. Mehutach aloish va'omrim loyim ein chamishtachav anu yoytzkin abedil b'toich picha u'meishav lam tekev u'miyad gamkin kiniskalo v'yitzayir gamkin tekev machshav shepasach batzmei es piv v'shavch ha'psilo shalav l'toich piv v'yitzayir gamkin machshav ta'yusur makosh v'amor v'shav. And he says that the same is true with regards to herek. He should visualize the herek. He should visualize the chenek. And he goes through all of the arba mises bezdin. Meaning there's an idea that when a person is being mitzayir, this avoid the mesiris nefesh, which he says, I guarantee you the kalsh of a kalim would do. That's what he says. You see the kalsh of a kalim would do it. But to feel it and to get there now, in the moment, you would do it. Push comes to shove, right? Oh, but the question is feeling it on a day in, day out basis. That's a very big avoid. But he says, that Rizal said certain parts of tefillah, and we just saw the Rash, but then when it comes to kriyashma, this is the avoid of kriyashma, that a person should think Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and feel that push comes up, this is what he would do, and try to move himself and picture it as if it actually happened. And if a person can do that, this is the highest madrega of avoid a person could come to. Just the way he concludes, he says, you don't even have to do this tafka, right? If you're familiar with the Rebbe of Melech Settel Kutan, right in the beginning, he says, a person is just lying down, he should think these types of thoughts, and it's mamish, it's going to be nechshav ke'ilu, he was literally moisei nefesh. But this is this Indian. It's a rajba, it's the yisoy v'sherish v'avoida, it's this idea that a person can visualize somehow, Abraham Yisus Bezdin, that's why it's a little bit more related to us. But going back to the Reid and the Rambam, I feel like Yeravim and Avot, Kal Sheba Kalim is shaykh to this, and if a person is a little bit shaykh to this Avoido, he could accomplish unbelievable things. But I just want to end with one unbelievable punchline, and that is Ein Beis Medrash Blei Chiddush, on a Gemara that we've talked about so many times. And that is the Gemara Masechtas Brachas, Dav Samach Aleph on the Beis. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was on death row. And Beshoah Shoyitzi was Rabbi Akiva Larigo, when they took Rabbi Akiva out to be killed, Zman Kriyashma, it was Man Kriyashma. Vayusarkin es Bissore Bimasrika Shal Bars, and they were mamish torturing him to death. Vay Makabal Olav Amach Shemaim, and he was being Makabal O Mach Shemaim. Amrloi Tamidov, Tamidim said, Rabbeinu, Ad Kan? My whole life I was mitzayir on this pasuk. B'chol nafshecha, afilu noitelas mishmoscha. Amarti mosa yovi liyodev akaymenu. V'achshev shabolu yodi lo yakaymenu. Hayemayrich be'echad yotzen mishmosa be'echa ashrech Rabbi Akiva. Right, everyone knows this Gemara. But there's a little mucharai if you look at the Mefarshei Gemara. First of all, what did the Talmidim mean when they told him, Rabbeinu Adkan? What does it mean, Adkan? And what was his response? So in the Sefer told us Adam, from Rav Shlomo Zalman b'Velazhin, Rav Chaim Velazhin, his brother, right? We quoted Rav Shlomo Zalman b'Velazhin last week. But in the Sefer Toldos Adam, and this is in Chelek Beis, it's in Perek Dalet. So they bring that somebody once asked Rav Zalman b'Velazhin to explain this Gemara to me. And he said, a dover nifla. He said, pshat sazoi. He said, because if you look in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Rajban, the Tshuva, and he said, v'sherish v'avoy, that talks about this so stark. And that reason in his Svarim said, that when a person says Kriya Shema, he's supposed to be mechavin as he's willing to give up his life. And he should try to picture, literally, he should try to be Metzayer in his imagination as if this is something that he's actually doing. Said Reb Zalman b'Velazhin, that Rabbi Akiva is about to give up his life. And he was able to do it. He was like, fine. He was doing it besimcha. He was mamish locked in. So they asked him, Ad Khan, how are you able to do this? How are you want to do it? Because she, I hear. But how's it shaykh? So you know, Rabbi Akiva told him, said, Rabbi Zalman b'Velazhin, call Yomei Yisim, it's Tara Posik Zeh. He says, you don't understand, every single time I learn Kriya Shema, twice a day, I was here. He says, I've been here before. This is easy. I do this every day twice. What's the big deal? Because it was so real by Rabbi Akiva that Imamish did it. And if he did it, so what's the grace of Kunz? He said that, he told him, listen to this Lashon. This is what the Talmidim told him. The Kabbalah lecha o'malcha shamayim b'simcha v'tuv levav. Af be'ez tzar lecha ma'oid shesari lecha mara moves ve'imus ha'yesurim v'ariga nofla lecha al zeh heishav lohem. He said, du'u banai. My entire kindlech, I want you to know. This is not like a pachad that I never experienced in my life. Every single time that I said Kriya Shema, it was so real. Actually, it's the arty. I physically felt the pain. Being that I got used to it, it's easy. This is not a big deal. I've done this so many times. Half of a fellow. But either way, this is the pshat that Rav Shlomo Zalman b'Velazhin said on a Gemara that we've learned together countless times. The bottom line is, just obviously it's a dehoibene inyan, there's no question, but at the same time, potter b'loi klum e'efsher, I will stop here.